Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Ron, when we last saw each other yesterday, at least I was lamenting, well, other than the draft, hopefully something big happens in the Pirates game, whatever will there be to talk about? There's a lot to talk about,
Joe. I never fear what is there to talk about. In this town, with the sports in this town, there is always something to talk about. And our cup runneth over today.
Literally. But Las Vegas's doesn't, I'll tell you that. And that's one big story.
No, it doesn't.
The Pirates are a story from last night. Ben, once he signs, will be the biggest story of the day by far. Talking about a three-year extension here that'll make him one of the richest players in the league. But, Ron, I've got to start with this because I feel like almost nobody's talking about it, and it feels kind of big to me. And that is, we've seen this college basketball trial, right? And now we're in the second trial. So I'm going to read straight out of Dan Wetzel's piece here on yahoosports.com. Marty Blazer, former longtime
Pittsburgh guy, right?
Pittsburgh area financial planner, who has pleaded guilty to defrauding clients, testified Tuesday for the government. And again, this is the second federal trial here, looking into corruption in college basketball, really. Blazer discussed that from 2000 to 2013, he routinely paid top college football players in violation of NCAA rules in hopes they would let him invest their money when they made the NFL. He cited, without naming names or specifics, players at Pitt, Penn State, Michigan, Notre Dame, Northwestern.
No, say it isn't so, Northwestern. Say, they, you know what? If they were cheating and paying players, they did it pretty horribly.
Well, that's
I'll
what I thought
that.
About Pitt, honestly, when I first saw this. Is if, you know, if is this they what were paying you get players, for, it this, didn't work very well.
Is this what you get for what you pay for? Actually, it was back in my day when Northwestern really stunk. They've actually been a decent program. Go ahead.
Alabama and North Carolina. So there you have it, Ron. And he went into great detail about the time in 2008-09 when he said he had an NFL client whose father was also an assistant football coach at Penn State. I wonder who that would have been.
It would have to be Larry Johnson, wouldn't it be?
And Wetzel called up Larry Johnson, and Larry Johnson vehemently denied that any of this took place. What do you make of it, Ron?
You know what? I'd be naive if I'm going to sit here and say I'm surprised by it. I think guys have been paid under the table for years and years and years and years. And, you know, it got to the point where, you know, people more than not said these players should be paid legally because of the money they bring into the university. I think this has been going on for years and years. And I think it's just about every major school. Some do it better than others. Probably some do it more than others. But, I mean, I heard these stories, you know, back in the 70s when at Pitt that there was stuff going on. I mean, I'm not surprised.
Neither am I. I wouldn't be surprised to hear that any football program cheated. But when it's
Northwestern, my goodness.
When it's a local one and Penn State as well, and it's being talked about in federal court, that becomes a pretty big story.
Sure
I mean, in this case, people are losing their livelihoods over this. Wetzel doesn't think anything will come of these of this sort of sidebar football story, and I don't either. But let's go to basketball because
is college athletics a cesspool? Do we know that? I mean, is that
so? You think there's nothing to see here then?
I would agree with Wetzel. I don't think anything's going to come of it.
But do you think there's nothing to see? Just
no
big deal.
I'd like to hear more, but I mean, I'm just.
Well, the guy's on the stand again today, Blazer,
yeah,
so we might hear more.
I'm just so hardened by all of it, and I guess so cynical by all of it.
Well, one of the things I've gone with in basketball, for example, is I've looked upon Pitt's program favorably, more favorably even than at the time, because I always felt and still feel like Jamie Dixon ran a clean program while people around him were cheating. So if it was a big deal to me that Jim Boeheim was cheating and Jim Calhoun and Rick Pitino and a lot of other people— Then when I see that Pitt football is being mentioned in federal court, I can't just like blow it off and say, well, everybody cheats. I'm real interested for more detail on this.
Well, I'm interested too, but you look at it one way. I choose to look at it another way. That's all.
So when you look at Jamie Dixon's program, do you think it's a big deal that Boeheim and Calhoun cheated?
Well, and they both have been caught, right? And both were suspended for it. And I don't know what those guys did. I have a hard time getting worked up about players being paid when people were lobbying for them to be paid.
Well, it's not just players being paid. In Syracuse's case, it was guys academically.
I mean, how many times have people been accepted into school that don't deserve to be in school? How many times have kids gone to school and never went to class yet are
so
kept their eligibility?
So should the NCAA bother to look into stuff like that or no?
You know, that's part of the argument. Some people say just let them do whatever they want, the wild,
what
wild
do you say?
West. Again, I'm hardened by it, Joe. I don't give a damn. I really don't. They can do whatever they want.
Anybody can cheat however they want.
I think it's to that point, yeah.
All right. Well, I strongly disagree with
that. Well, that's fine. I mean, yeah. you're entitled to your opinion.
I know. And I'm going to say why I feel that way, because I feel like if you're trying to run a clean program, it's the same way if you're trying to play sports in a clean way,
people
should go after the cheaters.
Right. Hey, and again, good luck to the NCAA again, trying to catch them. Good luck to them. I hope they do.
Well, they have. We just mentioned.
To some.
Yeah.
Some.
Yeah. Jim Boeheim's one. Patino's another.
And all
Calhoun's
those guys
another.
Won national championships. Do you think they regret doing what they do?
I'm sure Patino does.
Mike,
where's he coaching?
He lost his job, but he's also a millionaire for life because of coaching.
I don't know. What about what you seem to have a different opinion in cheating in Major League Baseball? Like everybody did
like
that too, and you don't let them in the Hall of Fame.
I don't like performance enhancing drugs. I don't.
Well, how's that different than cheating?
Because Joe, people are lobbying to pay these guys. They want to pay them.
How is that different than fudging a guy's report card so he can stay eligible to play sports?
It's different in my mind. I don't know. I can't explain it. I'm just saying there's such a trend to pay these guys anyway. And because they've been paid under the table for years, and I'm talking back into the 70s, I have a hard time getting worked up when the story breaks in 2019.
It's not for me. It's not really about getting worked up. It's should we care at all? You sound like you don't, and you sound like
the
NCAA should just let it be the Wild West.
You know, they catch some people, they don't catch other people.
They do, and I'm glad that they've caught some because they were exposed as cheating. And again, if I'm Pitt, if I'm Jamie Dixon and running a clean program, if indeed he was, then...
And I assume he was.
Maybe. I mean,
you never know anymore,
TCU
right?
Come into this thing at one point, too?
Did they? Was it one of their assistants?
May have been. But, yeah, I'm assuming they did. So that, again, I think somebody needs to be fighting on behalf of people who want to do it cleanly or right. So where do we go from here, then, with this? Are you interested?
My goodness. Northwestern.
Are you interested to see what is said about Pitt today?
Yeah, I'm interested to hear what they say. What they say about everybody.
I guess we'll find out what Blazer says today. I mean, I'm definitely curious. And if you were a newspaper editor, would you have your people looking into this story?
Yeah, we did.
To find out who cheated?
The Post-Gazette did a big story on this Blazer, I believe, last year when this all... He's not a newbie in all this, is he?
I mean, he's been around forever, and the government's been using him forever.
His involvement in this has been well known for a while.
And it's the same old story, whether it's politics, you know, crime here, or, you know, whatever kind of crime you're looking into. Sometimes when you want to find people in the sewer, you got to hire a rat, you know? And then when the rat starts to talk, everybody says, well, you can't believe him. He's a rat.
Right.
But a lot of times it's the Jose Canseco's of the world these stories.
I believe this guy. Do you?
I don't see why he would lie.
I have no reason not to believe him.
But I would like to see more. I mean, well, the reason I wouldn't believe him, as Wetzel lays out here, is he's, he's been convicted of other things, as he says.
He's not a nice, decent person.
No, he's an admitted felon, Wetzel writes, pleading guilty to 2 counts of wire fraud, 1 of security fraud, 1 count of lying to the Securities and Exchange Commission, and 1 count of aggravated identity theft. And he's facing a maximum sentence of 67 years in prison. So you could easily look at that and say, why would you believe this guy?
He's singing to get out of all this. Right.
Right. And I hear that. But then, as Wetzel writes... yes, he's not a reputable person. That said, he was under oath and working on behalf of federal prosecutors. If he is found to lie at all, he wouldn't just lose the chance at leniency consideration.
Worse, right?
Yes, he'd be subject to further prosecution. So I don't know why he would lie. Now, am I going to sit here and pronounce Pitt and Penn State and Notre Dame and your Northwestern, are they the Wildcats, Ron?
Yeah.
Guilty of all this? God, no. God, no, I'm not going to do that based on one man's testimony. But I am very interested, and I remain very interested, as hopeless as the cause might be, of cracking down on cheating where it's seen. You know? And I don't think anything will come of this eventually, because it's a sidebar to the college basketball
scandal.
That
is even bigger, deeper cesspool, right?
Certainly, yeah. On the college sports, I don't know. If
college
it is.
Sports, it just, when you talk about it, makes me want to take a shower. It really
what
does.
What if Alabama was found to have been blatantly cheating?
Oh, aren't
all
they listed
years?
Listed in this? I have no doubt that that they've been bending the rules at the very least. No doubt, they're a major college program that
they
has
are
great
listed,
success.
Yes. I mean, and then when you have
Michigan,
when you have
Michigan's
specifics
reputation
here
is good,
right? But what I'm hearing you say is that even if caught cheating, the reputation of a school shouldn't be sullied.
Well, if you get caught, sure. Absolutely, if you get caught. But how many of these? My point is there's a zillion programs out there doing it who don't get caught.
That's absolutely true. 412-928-9370, 928-9370. What do you make of Pitt, Penn State, all the others being mentioned in this case now by Marty Blaser? And I guess cheating in general in college sports. I'm glad that as incompetent as the NCAA is, I'm glad that they try. Somebody needs to try.
You know, and I did a column just about the NCAA tournament, this guy at LSU. You know, he's on tape apparently talking about paying a recruit or getting a deal done. And, you know, because he had a top program, the LSU people were outraged that the school suspended him. People don't care. Fans don't care. They want to win.
Absolutely.
They don't care.
Absolutely. But I care on behalf of
who's
ever trying to do it the right way.
God bless you for caring. I'm just saying I don't think most people do.
I don't think they do either, especially if it's their team that's winning.
But if it's their team that's winning, they start to care.
Sean Miller cares. I can tell you that. And Rick Pitino does right now. And Christian Dawkins sure does. And people who are going to prison sure do. And Larry Johnson Sr. will, if this thing gets any traction. And it's proven that he's wrong here. I mean, this is, I don't know. I don't know, Ron. Yes, it's been going on forever.
We'll see where it goes.
I don't like it.
We'll see what else this guy says.
928-9370.
I'm assuming there'll be other guys testifying, right?
I would think. This guy's supposedly on the stand this morning again, so who knows? By the end of the show, we may have something else.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.